Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and good morning. Well, why don't I just say good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Lalisa Williams Show this morning, Thursday morning. Before I do anything, before I go another farther, I just want to say happy, happy, happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of you. Bless you. So glad you could join us this morning for another episode, another segment of this broadcast on in the morning. As you know, we're here. Maybe you don't know that we're here each and every morning, 7 a.m. And, you know, the topic today, what I'm talking about, is five keys to dream extreme your goals. Five keys for dream extreme your goals. Now, dream extreme, you may be wondering, what exactly is a dream extreme and how is it related to your goals? How can you attach it to your goals? So, absolutely, I want to, first of all and foremost, welcome in the chat room an awesome, awesome guest and wonderful, wonderful woman that I met. Oh my gosh, I can't even believe it's been already 12 years ago. She's my friend, my coach, a powerful, powerful woman. Yes, I said it because, you know, every coach has a coach. So that's how it works, you know. You pay it forward, but you're reaching back and you're helping someone else. And sometimes a coach is a person that it feels like that person is our mentor. Somebody's mentoring, but also coaching. These are individuals who inspire you to achieve your destiny. Now, you know, I think back when I first met Marianne, God bless her, as my professor, you know, and again, you know, I would say to, I could go on and on and on about how important it is to go to college, because there's a whole network of individuals that you would meet. And a lot of times we often think about the individuals that we meet that are sitting alongside the classroom with us. But in our case, it's the relationship of the professor and the student. And so I'm just so amazed at how God does things. And, he's incredible. So welcome, welcome, welcome to our guests. Welcome to those who will go back and listen to the archives and those on the phone lines as well, and those who are listening via other RSS feeds and listening via their MP3s, your iPads, your iPods. Also, you could be on my website, releaseyourpower.com. You can listen through the website. There's just so many ways, and, you know, that's a beautiful thing about this modern-day technology. You know, when my mother was coming along, this was unheard of. But like I always say, she left here and left this earth, this side anyway, in 2005. But if she was alive, she would be one of the biggest fans around these parts. Or be the biggest. She'd be on here every. She'd have her own radio show, number one. So, but how to, and five keys to dream extreme your goals. Well, first of all, let's talk about this dream extreme. What do I mean by that? When we think about something that's extreme, we think about taking it to the max, talking about having it at this very high level, to the extreme, all the way to the top, even over the top, you know, to a level that's higher than any other level that you can imagine, okay? So having that dream extreme for your life, for your dream, having that extreme of a dream, having that dream that is so, when we talk about a dream, we know that a dream is what? What is a dream? I asked my students this the other day. Somebody asked me, I asked my students, what is a dream? And, you know, they said, you know, something that, how the student put it, something that you vision or something like that. And I said, yes, very close. It is something that you desire. It's something you actually want. Because here's the thing. Sometimes we do vision things, but do we really want it? I mean, a lot of people vision themselves working, but then they get a job that they absolutely don't like. They don't even want to be there. And, you know, I was very fearful of that for a long time. I said, I knew that I don't know where it came from. Maybe, you know, somehow growing up, I heard people complain about their jobs. And so it just, you know, kind of came natural to me to always have in the back of my mind that I just didn't want to do a job that I didn't like or go work in a company that I didn't want to work for. So it was very easy for me to make the transition to become an entrepreneur. Then when I was working in the purchasing department at Valcor Engineering back in 1987 when I first came to New Jersey, working in that purchasing department where they had so many accounts with all these different companies, I got a chance to experience a lot of different types of businesses. And I remember while I was working there, and then in 1990, when I decided to go back to college and I started taking courses, my major was business, which opened me up to the world of business in terms of understanding businesses. That opened me up to just the textbook alone, opened me up to so many different types of businesses. That's when I began to think about, okay, so what kind of business would you start, or what kind of business would you want to have for yourself? And I came up with some different things at that time, and right at that moment, Post-it notes were just coming out, and so I thought about doing office supplies, and this is before Staples and Office Max. At least they weren't here in the New Jersey area. They may have been in other parts of the country. And we used to do all of our ordering through these big catalogs. and ordering of the office supplies. And the next thing you know, Staples sprung up. So I thought about doing something like that. And then I thought about doing some type of typing business where I would type papers for the court system or students in college. My sister did something like that in California when she was living out there. So I thought, oh, I could do that type of a business because I knew how to type. I knew how to do clerical work. But then, you know, it never came to fruition, and then I got busy with school. So why am I saying all this? Well, one of the things that in terms of your dream is about what do you want? So until I can get you to realize that your life is not going to be really rewarding or even feel that great if you're not living your dream. What do you want? And now talking about living that to the extreme and then putting that all together with your goals. So five keys to dream extreme, your goals. What are we talking about? We're talking about your goals. Okay, so now hopefully I've got you to see, okay, this is what we mean by dream extreme. It means when you want something and you want it to the max. I mean, again, you want it so bad that you're willing to do these five keys that I'm talking about. That's how you dream extreme your goals. When you want it so bad that you're willing to do the things that I'm going to list here, these five things. Because when you do these five things, you will see that your goals will be achievable. They will be achievable. You will be able to achieve your goals. So the first thing, now, wait a minute, before I get to these five things, oh, let me just say that your goals have to be, people want to know, well, how do I achieve my goals? I set goals, I don't achieve them, or I set goals and I give up on them at the end. That's why you want to dream extreme your goals, because you don't want to give up. Some people, you know, they set a goal and then, you know, after a while, they put that goal to the side and, you know, they don't even really pick it back up again. You know, what is going on there? So that's why I want to talk about these five keys to dream extreming your goals. So this goal, number one, you have to have a goal and whatever the goal might be, but you can't just say, I have a goal. Let's say, for instance, a person may say, I have a goal my goal is to start a business. My goal is to lose weight. My goal is to have better relationships. My goal is to this or that. You see, that right there is a big problem. And certainly that you won't achieve anything just setting a goal that way, okay? So the first key in dream extreming your goal is that you have to not just set the goal, but you have to plan how to achieve the goal. You have to make a plan. And with that being said, you may need to take a planning course. You may need to get some planning coaching. When it comes to planning, there are about 8 different key components that go with planning. And I know my business professor in the chat room there knows exactly what I'm talking about. You have to actually have a big plan that in order to reach a goal. So, you know, that's the dream extreme, is that you have to have a plan. And I know so many people didn't realize this because I didn't realize it. You know, I just thought you could go around talking about what goals you're going to set and that would make it happen. Just because you set a goal. No, you can set any goal you want. You can say anything you want that you want to achieve. But until you do the dream extreme thing, which is make a plan, that's the big aha, that's the big extreme, that is the thing that is going to make your goal a reality. That's the only way you're going to really see extreme success is when you make a plan. You have to put a plan to it. So that's the first thing you got to do. And then the second thing, the second key to this dream, extreme your goal, is that you have to have it so that it is challenging. If you make a goal for yourself that doesn't challenge you, I'm telling you, you're not going to stir up that dream extreme thing inside of you. You're not going to spark that fire. You're not going to have that enthusiasm. It has to be challenging. It has to be challenging. And that's how, and you attach that challenge to your dream. You know, you want your dream to be something that is incredible, something that's extreme, something that will make you and force you to step out of your comfort zone. Okay? Like, for instance, yes, I wanted to start a business, but what kind of a business? A training business. For me to start a training business, that was extreme for me. That was my extreme dream on steroids. That was like the thing that I didn't think I could do. Even going back to college, having been a high school dropout, having flunked out of high school, never attending classes, thought school was just a waste, a total waste of my time. The fact that I lived in a household where my mother was smart and my grandmother lived with us, she was also smart. They were readers. I could have come home when I was in school. I could have come home, and this is before computers. This is way before the internet. My mother was the World Wide Web. That's all she did was read. I could have come home and asked my mom anything, and she would have known, and I would have been able to write my papers, get straight A's. I would have had somebody to quiz me on every single test, every single quiz. I had that right in my household, my own mother who lived with me, okay? And not only that, she worked for the Internal Revenue Service. She had a gazillion friends that were also smart that she could have let me go hang out with them and learn whatever I wanted. These were business women. These were women who were successful. Many of them were leaders in the company way back then. But no, you see, so I didn't take advantage of that. But I'm saying that to say, but when I went back to college, that was challenging for me. That was bigger than my own imagination. Okay? That was a dream, extreme goal, right? But I had to get a plan. I had to make a plan to finish college. And what I'm saying is another key, not only do you have to make a plan, but it has to be something that challenges you. It has to be something that stretches you beyond where you already are, beyond what you're already thinking, beyond what you already believe that you can do. Remember, I had believed I was a failure. So in order to go back to college, I had to do the extreme. I had to believe I was a success. And that was going against the grain. That was going against everything I knew about myself and education. But if you want to dream extreme your goal, that's what you have to do. So one, you have to make a plan. Two, you have to challenge yourself beyond where you think you can go. Now here's another thing to do to dream extreme your goals. You have to have that big reason. You need a gigantic reason of why you want to do this. I mean, an extreme reason why this is possible. It has to go beyond, you know, just you doing it because it's going to make you happy. It has to go beyond, well, you know, I'll do this because someone told me I was good at it. And, you know, I'll do this because I will make a lot of money. I will do this because it will allow me to live in the type of neighborhood where I want to live, drive the type of car that I want to drive, hang around the type of people that I want to hang around. You got to have a gigantic reason of why you want to dream extreme this goal. Okay? And I'll tell you, the reason that you want has to be so big. It has to be so huge. It has to be so humongous. And when you do that, when you get that really, 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 really big, gigantic reason, it will be like magic. Not magic, but like magic. That you will absolutely have put, you know, dream extreming your goal is like igniting your goals. It's like putting that fire to your goals. And these are the five keys to do that. You gotta have a plan. You gotta challenge yourself. Go beyond what you think you could do or want to do or know how to do. It's bigger than that. And then you gotta have this great, big, gigantic reason as to why. It's got to be bigger than you. It's got to be about other people. That's how you make it bigger than you. So my training business is not just about where I can live and, you know, how much fun I can have. Yes, I'm having an absolute ball being the owner of a training business. But it's about the people, the people, the people that I'm helping, the people that, oh, I tell you, I just get, wow, you know, it's amazing. You know, it's a blessing. It is a blessing to be able to change people's lives. And how do I know that? How do I know it's a blessing to be able to change someone's life? It's a blessing. It's that big why. It's that gigantic reason when you can change someone's life. Because I had my life changed. When I was in jail and living on the streets and living as a prostitute and thought my life was over, thought my life was so horrible that it wasn't worth anything. When I was ready to give up. When I thought I was ugly, stupid, when I thought all the men I would ever have would be men that were abusive, that would beat me, that would rape me, that's what I had experienced, having been molested for 13 years, from age 5 till I was 18 years old. In my mind, I was nothing. So I know the power of a life being changed. And that is why I am saying that your greatest reason should be about changing someone's life. Because when your life is changed, you never forget it. You never forget it. You never stop thanking God. You never stop appreciating the person or the concepts that changed your life. No, you may never see that person again who gave you that book, who gave you that speech, who gave you that track, or what have you. But you never forget them, ever, ever. Okay? It's like saving a life. And so what I'm saying is that your reason for this goal that you have, if it's going to be a dream extreme goal, is that it has to be a great big gigantic reason for why you're doing this. Whether it's writing a book, starting a business, whatever it is, okay? And the fourth key to dream extreming your goal is that you have to absolutely stick with it, okay? You cannot give up. You must find this stuff my mother used to call stick-to-itiveness. She was good at words. That lady was an expert on words. I have to give her that. Not saying she's the only mother in the world that was an expert on words, but she certainly was one. I'm sure everybody feels their mom was an expert on words, but my mother was truly, truly, truly an expert with it. And so she would say that you have to have this stick-to-itiveness. You got to be able to stick to it. If you're going to experience a dream extreme goal, you have to stick with it. When the going gets rough, when the going gets tough, when the going just gets going, you can't get going. You got to keep going. If you just keep going, you will get it done. You got to give it. That's why it's so important to have these other four things. You have to have that. Once you have that gigantic reason, that's your reason. And once you have it challenge you, take you beyond your comfort zone, take you outside of what you're used to, you got to really feel it. You got to put yourself into it and then begin to really experience it. And the fact that you've sat down, taken the time to plan. Now, the planning, that's what I said. There's a whole section for planning because the planning is ongoing. I'm talking this morning about the five keys to dream extreme, your goals. That's because you want to achieve these goals, because people's lives are depending on it. There are individuals, and your life is dependent on it. There's nothing like living in your true, authentic purpose. There's nothing like it. And as a matter of fact, that is your goal, is to live out your true purpose. So for key number five is to live out your true, authentic self. If you want to dream extreme your goal, you must find your true, authentic self. In other words, you have to become who you really are. That means you can't be trying to be like this person and that person and do what this one says and what that one says. You have to find your authentic self, the true you, who you really are, who you really are, and who did God create you to be. And the only way I know to do that is to simply ask him. That's all. Just simply ask, what is my purpose? Who am I really? And to help you with that, you can certainly get the coaching program that we're offering here today, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. You can go to the website, release-your-power.com, and find out about that. Wow, I can't believe a half hour has gone by so dramatically quick, but it has. And it is Thursday. It is Thanksgiving today, November the 22nd. Wow, 2012. Amazing, amazing. It's an awesome day. I hope you feel thankful today. I do. I feel honored and grateful. I feel that I'm living my dream extreme goal. And it's a very powerful feeling. It's a very powerful thing. It'll wake you up every day when you don't want to. It'll give you joy when you want to be sad. It'll give you strength when you feel weak. It'll give you vision when you feel like your mind is cloudy and you can't understand where you're headed. It'll allow you to make decisions that lead right to perfect destiny. I'm telling you, when you dream extreme your goals, when you live at that level, that is what you get. That is the benefit. It gives you power when you feel powerless. It gives you new ideas when you're at a loss for what to do, when you feel that you've reached the pinnacle of your excitement and your success in your life. It will take you back and give you something new. It'll help you to reinvent yourself over and over and over again, new and more exciting ways. So I encourage you, as you go forth, and as we close out this year, we are already setting it up. We're going to be thankful for everything that happened and everything that did not happen. But everything that happened is positioning us to live out our dream extreme goals. So I thank you for tuning in. We'll be back here tomorrow morning, same time, same place, 7 o'clock. Don't forget, follow us on Facebook. Leave a comment on Facebook if you enjoy the show. We welcome all of your comments. I plan to bring some various people on the broadcast. You know, every Tuesday morning we have Professor Terry Benjamin. We have a few other professors that we're going to bring on to share their knowledge, some authors. We're going to bring some authors on. It's about living your dream, extreme goals today. It's about that releasing your power. It's about becoming who you really are. Well, enjoy your Thanksgiving. Be grateful. Be thankful. And whatever you do, keep on keeping on. Because they're the best is yet.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.